Good morning, everyone. I'm Eric Gao, and welcome to Looking South here on ICRT, our program looking into the government's new southbound policy and its effects. Today, we have PC Home Thai Chief Operating Officer, Mr. Sam Tsai, to talk about the online shopping platform's recent expansion into a Southeast Asian country. Mr. Tsai, welcome to the program.
Hello, everyone. My name is Sam. Thank you for having me, Eric. Thank you.
Mr. Tsai, why did PC Home choose Thailand as the country it's going to expand into?
Choosing Thailand as our Southeast Asia market expansion strategy, actually it involves two perspectives. First of all, I think for every company, when they were trying to step into a new market, they will do regular market evaluations. So the same thing happened in PC Home when trying to step into Southeast Asia regions. So among the overall Southeast Asia countries, Thailand, then in all kinds of index, stands out. Another perspective is actually more critical, is that we have a very, very important local partner, which is Kimpo Thailand, Tai Jin Bao. And Tai Jin Bao belongs to Jin Yuan Bao Xitan in Taiwan. So with a very trusted local partner, Tai Jin Bao, so which makes us feel much more reliable and comfortable when we step into an unfamiliar market. So I think that's the reason why we choose Thailand.
Hmm. And what can PC Home bring to the Thailand market that isn't already there in the online shopping space? And you know, how is this expansion going to help Thailand's e-commerce market grow and develop?
Yeah, I think the name of PC Home will be helpful and valuable for Thailand market. I mean, our experience and perspective in e-commerce field have been very experienced. We in Taiwan already run e-commerce business for more than 2 decades. And currently in Thailand, the overall e-commerce market is still in the early stage. The status and the rules is actually still changes dynamically. So which means that the overall room for the growth is still very big. And if you check for every kind of element for e-commerce business, there is no standard answer. For example, in this market, what is the best payment method and what is the best logistical fulfillment service for this market? There is no standard answers, which actually requires a very experienced service operator to really, really find out a way to fulfill and to provide the best service to the local market. So I think to reply your question clear, our past experience and perspective, of course, plus our local operating presence, will be available to local Thailand e-commerce market.
What is your company doing to adapt its services or its offerings to make sure that you can meet the needs of local consumers? Obviously, it's going to be different from what you're used to here in Taiwan already.
I think if we simply speaking, the answer should be localization, because the most basic principle for us to run a local business, which is we need to do everything local. We need to make everything localized. For example, the first thing we landed in Thailand market was to apply a local payment license. And we now use the payment license to offer our payment service to local users. And also the same principle applies to all other operation functionality. For example, we do have a local team. We do local marketing activities. We provide local customer service. And we definitely make our platform default language in Thai. So which means if you want to make a business work, you need to do localization for all perspectives in our service.
When you say localization, you mean that you have Thai nationals providing, for example, customer service instead of Taiwan. They don't have to call Taiwan to get help. They can call a number in Thailand itself, things like that.
Yeah, that's for sure. Like, for example, as I would just say, we do hire local staff here. So with a local operation team, we actually provide in terms of marketing, in terms of customer service, in terms of local seller recruitment. So all the front-end operational functions, we all use local staff to fulfill local needs.
With this expansion, how is PC Home's presence in Thailand going to help Taiwanese manufacturers and product sellers here at home?
For this one, I think it also involves one of our current major projects, which is so-called our Grand East Asia Cross-Border Project. And part of this, we now are working on green Taiwanese sellers to sell their product into Thailand markets. So the truth is because in Taiwan, we do have some advantage in e-commerce fields. For example, now we own more than 100,000 SMEs join our online store platforms, which is PC Home Store. And then we also have two personal sellers marketplace. One is Lupin and another is Personal Market. So with all of this, that we actually can directly talk to Taiwan local sellers and then convince them to join our cross-border program and then leverage our local presence to provide local marketing, sales promotion, customer service, and all kinds of local operation services. So we can help Taiwanese sellers to bring them to sell their Taiwan product into Thailand market. So which will be helpful for you to say, help Taiwanese manufacturer or product seller into Thailand market.
And before we go, is PC Home eyeing other Southeast Asian countries for future expansion?
Well, if you're talking about eyeing, I think the answer is for sure and as always. But if we talk in more precise terms like when or where or how, then I think I would like to reserve it a little bit at the moment.
All right, then. So we've been chatting with PC Home Thai COO Sam Tsai about the country's operations in a new southbound policy target country. Mr. Tsai, thank you again for joining us on the program today.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you.
And that wraps up today's episode of Looking South. For this and past episodes of the series, you can download them from the podcast section of the ICRT website. I'm Eric Gao, and thank you all for tuning in.